For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, last summer at the Stratford Festival, I saw a production of To Kill a Mockingbird, and I was so looking forward to seeing what the Kavanoki was going to do, but...
You can't.
I can't.
They're not doing it, no.
How do these things happen?
It was the same adaptation. Well, the Kavanoki actually had their contract more than a year ago to do the show. And when they heard shortly thereafter there was to be a Broadway production, they inquired and said, are we okay? And the publisher said, oh, don't worry. That's a completely different play. Your rights are secure. You're good to go. And they heard nothing more until a week or so ago. They heard from a journalist in Salt Lake City, Utah, saying a production there had been shut down, cease and desist from the Broadway version, even though it was the earlier version. And the Kavanoki had heard nothing, so they said, well, maybe it's because they were amateur rights, were professional rights, were good to go. But it wasn't long thereafter that they too got a cease and desist. And it went back and forth because the various parties do not agree about what their contract enables them to do. But the Kavanoki could not embark on this kind of legal debacle with 2 weeks to go. So they elected to replace To Kill a Mockingbird with a stage adaptation of George Orwell's 1984.
Now, wait a minute. So the Kavanoki does everything right. They see a little ripple on the horizon. They make polite inquiries. Are we still good? And they still get, is stabbed in the back too strong an expression here? What?
Well, caught in the crossfire. It's a national story. The press inquiries have continued. The New York Times sent a photographer to take pictures of the soon-to-be-destroyed To Kill a Mockingbird set at the Kavanoki stage and to talk to them, and the Times is doing a piece. American Theater Magazine has inquired. And to begin, this is completely not the Kavanoki's fault. They are innocent. They are caught in the crossfire of somebody else's litigation.
But I want to ask your opinion about the killing of a Chinese bookie over at Torn Space. It is... Well, it's so Torn Space. It is so edgy. Wow, what a production.
Yeah, it's a really good match. Their artistic director, Dan Shanahan, has a great interest in the films of John Cassavetes, a filmmaker from 60s, 70s, this film from 1976, and a pioneer of the independent film movement who made heavy use of handheld camera, that cinema verita style. And Dan, looking over Cassavetes' films, looked at this one and felt it was an excellent story for a stage adaptation and an undervalued film. And so it's the story of Cosimo Vitelli, a man who owns a sleazy stripper club in Los Angeles, who fancies himself a great impresario. He looks upon the girls who work there as his family, and he thinks that his shows are artistic. And as the story begins, he's just retiring a debt to a loan shark, and he's free and clear and takes the girls out for a night on the town. And before this evening of drinking and gambling is over, he is in even worse debt. And this time the mob says to him, well, we can retire this debt right away if you commit a murder for us. We want you to kill this Chinese bookie. And he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to be, you know, he wants to be this great man of show business.
Right. But, he wants to be an artist,
yes,
not a killer.
But they convince him.
Is that convinced in very heavy air quotes?
Very heavy air quotes. They convince
him. They make
him
an offer he can't refuse.
So weaving in and out of this story is the person you want to be, the person whose circumstance obliges you to be, and it's true of every character in the plot. We are in a very precarious and unstable environment, and they are living very precarious, unstable lives. And it's quite beautifully done. The central story is very simple. People kept trying to tell me, oh, isn't it weird? And it's like, no, you all know this gangster story. The interesting part is the execution, and that's the killing of the Chinese bookie over at Torn Space.
Well, set on a much larger stage, as a matter of fact, the largest stage in Buffalo with over 3,000 seats, it's the new national tour of Miss Saigon, brought forward from the 90s by Cameron McIntosh, and it's nonstop, very emotional, no matter what's going on.
It is a huge, overblown melodrama set to huge, overblown music, heavy, heavy foreshadowing. She loves her child so much she would die for him. How many times does she need to tell us? But it's a gorgeous production with very strong voices and beautiful scenography, sometimes absolutely surreal, especially when it bursts out into spectacle. And I think both of American Dream and of The Arrival at Ho Chi Minh City, wow, portraying the incomprehensibility of war on stage like that, I thought it was impressive. And I won't give it all away for the people who have not seen it, because it's been a long time. There's a whole generation who have not seen this.
You know, you're onto something. I was surprised at the number of people who knew nothing about this.
The people who are in it were not born when it first ran.
Miss Saigon, last show is this Sunday night at Shays. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.